Robert Glasper's ideas of what jazz can sound like have led his music to the top of the jazz and urban music charts.
That's what jazz is supposed to be. A reflection of the society of the time you're in it. It needs to change. It has to grow because it's been around for so long. You know, I want to mix it up. I want to make sounds that I haven't heard before.
The Robert Glasper Experiment, tomorrow night at 11, here on BBC Radio 3.
Well, tomorrow evening on Radio 3, we have a landmark edition of Night Waves. Philip Dodd and guests consider Muriel Spark's 1961 novel The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie. That's at 10 o'clock tomorrow night, and it's followed by the first in a new series of essays looking at how ageing affects creative artists. That's at 10:45 tomorrow. This is BBC Radio 3, 11 o'clock now. Time for a concert edition of Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Thank you very much. Well, good evening from the Perth Concert Hall. As Jazz Lineup comes to this concert hall for the first time, that boasts the title Scotland's newest concert hall. It was built in 2005. Joining me tonight is one of the UK's most sensational saxophonists, Nigel Hitchcock, all accompanied by the incomparable BBC Big Band under the direction of Barry Forgy. Many of the items you will hear are specially arranged for tonight's concert by tonight's conductor. But we start with a big band treasure from arranger Bill Holman, a one-time saxophonist in the Stan Kenton Band. But it's timeless music we hear tonight in a chart that was recorded by iconic trumpeter Doc Severinsen for the American Tonight Show. Let's hear The World is Waiting for the Sunrise. published in 1919, nearly as old as the producer of this programme. The World is Waiting for a Sunrise was written by Gene Lockhart and Ernest Seitz, and that arrangement was by Bill Holman, solos by Martin Shaw and Dave O'Higgins. Another big band writer and arranger, pianist Bob Florence, wrote a number of charts exclusively for this band, an honour indeed, and we hear one of them now, and it's Broadway.
Thank you.
Broadway, arranged by Bob Florence, with features for Martin Shaw on trumpet. The fabulous Robin Aspland on piano. Robin Aspland. Jeremy Brown on bass. Well, we've met Barry Forgy. I think it's now time that we meet the band. Please welcome on the saxophones Howard McGill, Sammy Main, Dave O'Higgins, Mike Hope, and Stuart Forbes, the saxophone section. On the trombones, Gordon Campbell, Andy Wood, Ashley Horton, and John Higginbottom. You can wave at them, it makes them happy. Look, just wave back. There you go. On the trumpets, Andy Greenwood, Danny Marsden, Brian Rankin, and Martin Shaw. And finally, the rhythm section on the piano, Robin Aspland, on the guitar, Ian Laws, on the bass, Jeremy Brown, and the drums, Tom Gordon. And, of course, all conducted by Barry Forgy. It's time to bring on our special star guest tonight. He was virtually born with the alto saxophone in his hand from the age of 8. Both he and his brother were members of the National Youth Jazz Orchestra, and for 5 years he took the lead alto chair in that band. And you'll have heard Nigel on countless award-winning recordings in many genres. To play a Barry Forgy arrangement of a great bop tune, Anthropology, which tonight we're dedicating to Scottish trumpeter Jimmy Duker, please welcome Nigel Hitchcock on alto saxophone. Nigel Hitchcock.
Thank you.
Anthropology with Nigel Hitchcock on alto sax. I'll take you Jimmy Dukas solos tonight. Martin Shaw. But back to the arranging of Bill Holman and the tune Lover Man, written by Jimmy Davis, Ram Ramirez, great name, and James Sherman. The song starts, I don't know why, but I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I've never had. It all sounds a bit mournful, doesn't it? But not when you hear this version with the BBC Big Band featuring our very special guest, Nigel Hitchcock on alto sax. This is Lover Man.
Thank you.
Wow. Bill Holman's arrangement of Lover Man, featuring, of course, the wonderful Nigel Hitchcock. But Barry, you haven't said anything yet. It's very unusual. Please, tell us about the next tune.
Well, the next tune is written by an American composer and arranger called Tom Kubis. He's a saxophone player and he lives in the Los Angeles area. But he sort of made a little name for himself by composing new tunes on old tunes' chord structures. In other words, you can sort of recognize the old tune within the new tune. And he finds some witty titles for them. For example, Alexander's a ragtime band, he called Alexander's a big time band. But the most amusing one, he actually based something on a very famous Glenn Miller number. And he called it, "Not Tonight, I've Got a Headache." Anyone guess what that was? I tell you, it was In the Mood. So we're going to play one of his arrangements now, but this is not based on another tune. This is actually the tune itself. It's a smashing arrangement, and it's a very famous and well-known and well-loved tune, "Fly Me to the Moon."
Thank you.
on the tenor saxophone, Dave O'Higgins, ladies and gentlemen. That's Tom Kubis' arrangement of Fly Me to the Moon. That's a great score. Now, it gives me really great pleasure to bring back to the stage our presenter for tonight and our lovely singer, star singer. I remember her from many years ago, her very first broadcast we did together, and it's been a pleasure to work with her ever since. She's such a great talent, and she is looking totally splendid tonight, as you've noticed. So please, here she comes to sing for you a Fats Waller tune, Ain't Misbehaving, Miss Claire Martin.
Like Jack Horner, stuck in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are all worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, no place to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. To talk with all by myself, no one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Well, I know for certain the one that I love, I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm dreaming of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving all my love for you. Stay out late, nowhere to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. In this baby, I'm saving all my love for you. Stay out late, nowhere to go. I'm home about it, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
Thank you. Such a great honour to sing with one of the most best big bands I've ever heard. I'm so proud to be with the BBC Big Band tonight. They're fantastic musicians. And a pleasure to bring on my dear friend Nigel again to do a tune, this time a brand new arrangement. Very thrilled to be singing Barry Forgy's new arrangement of this. It's a Jimmy Van Heusen melody with a Johnny Mercer lyric, and it's I Thought About You. Please welcome back to the stage Nigel Hitchcock.
I took a trip on a train, and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane, and I thought about you. There were two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream. Moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam, same old dream. At every stop that we made, I thought about you. But as I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. Well, I peeked through the crack and looked down the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? Well, I thought about you. I couldn't help but just sat there thinking about you.
Nigel Hitchcock. I Thought About You, arranged by Barry Forgy, especially for me tonight. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, featuring the BBC Big Band, conducted by Barry Forgy. And joining me as special guest is Nigel Hitchcock on alto saxophone. We continue with the music of Gordon Goodwin and his big swinging arrangement of Count Bubba's Revenge. Bubba was a TV character in America from the 80s, who we are informed was a Texan, while the origins of Count Bubba, good buddy of darkness, are shrouded in mystery. Little is known about Bubba's early life or how he inherited his title or when he first became a vampire. Barry Forgy has donned his cape in this piece that is an outing for all the sections of the band. Count Bubba's Revenge. and Bubba's Revenge, played by the BBC Big Band, with features for Sammy Main on alto. Sammy Main. And Robin Asplund on the piano. We're next to band feature for the lead trombone in the band, Gordon Campbell, who hails from Berwick-upon-Tweed. He's going to play You've Changed, a tune from 1941 that's been covered by all the top jazz stars. This is an inspirational arrangement by the much-missed British drummer and arranger, Alan Ganley. You've Changed. Thank you. the sensational Gordon Campbell. He's from Berwick-upon-Tweed. Please welcome back Nigel Hitchcock, our very special guest on Out of Sax, Nigel Hitchcock.
Thank you.
fabulous Nigel Hitchcock. Nigel Hitchcock! And that was an Alan Ganley arrangement that has been specially revised for tonight's concert by Barry Forgy, My Foolish Heart. And now a chance for me to try and channel a bit of Judy Garland, a song by Harold Arlen, originally from the first film, A Star Is Born, not the remake, the one with Judy Garland, James Mason. This is The Man That Got Away.
The night is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away. The man that won you has gone off and undone you. That great beginning has seen a final inning. Don't know what happened. It's all a crazy game. Every trick up his, you're on to. But fools, fools will be fools. And where's he gone to? The road gets rougher. It's lonelier and tougher. With hope you'll burn up. Tomorrow he might turn up. There's just no let up. The live long night and day.
you very much. Thank you. I have one more song to sing with the band, and I'd like to do it with the fabulous Nigel Hitchcock. Another arrangement for Come Fly With Me, Come Fly With Me. Arranged by Barry Forgy. All right. Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you could use some exotic booze, there's a fire in old Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's fly down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take up to the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, sorry I. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels sing, cause we're together. Well, why is it such a lovely day? Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You make it, angels sing, cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me. Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly. An arrangement by Steve Gray, originally for the National Youth Jazz Orchestra of Will You Know Come Back Again, played so beautifully by Nigel Hitchcock and the BBC Big Band here in Perth, and indeed, we hope we will come back again soon. Well, it's our finale time and a feature for our man from Dunfermline, our drummer Tom Gordon. Half the man he used to be. It's an original composition, once again, by Maestro Forgy and commissioned for this programme, Jazz Lineup, for the 2006 European Jazz Orchestra. The title is Sing a Samba for Krupa, and from that you can figure out you're in for a samba in the legendary drummer Gene Krupa style. Barry Forgy tells me it's based on the Benny Goodman hit Sing, Sing, Sing.
Yeah.
Samba for Krupa featuring Martin Shaw on trumpets and the fabulous big band drummer Tom Gordon. And that was composed by its conductor, Barry Forgy. The BBC Big Band. You've been listening to the BBC Big Band, conducted by Barry Forgy, featuring me, Claire Martin, with our special guest, Nigel Hitchcock. From all of us on Jazz Lineup from the Perth Concert Hall, good night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain, to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. And to open tonight, another visit to the 2011 BBC Proms, the Spaniard Juanjo Mena conducting the BBC Philharmonic in a mainly Spanish programme, Debussy, Ravel and Falla, including Debussy's Image for orchestra. Three portraits in the Image, the middle one of Spain, after it France. And this published first of them is Gigue, a portrait of England, and something very ambivalent about it, this jig. Is a little like a dance you're not sure you want to be at, or at least not for long. The main theme of Gigue is a fascinatingly odd treatment of the northern tune, the keel row, odd, sometimes alarming, and at the start here, very atmospheric.
Thank you.
was Gigue, the published first of Debussy's Images, Juanjo Mena conducting the BBC Philharmonic at the 2011 BBC Proms. And after the Images Portrait of England, to Spain in this prom, famously a fantasy land for both Debussy and Ravel. In Ravel's case, his mother being Basque may have had something to do with it. This is his Rhapsodie Espagnole, the last three of its four movements actually based on Spanish dances, Malagena, Habanera and Feria. It begins with a prelude to a warm Spanish night.